All right, welcome to episode 85 of the Bobbycast. We are in the radio studio. I wanted everybody to be around when we talked about this, because sometimes things come to my attention, and I like to talk about it, but I don't want to talk about it on the air, because it may not be appropriate.
What's the problem?
Well, people keep going into the production room and farting, and now it's become...
Oh, yeah.
Hold on a minute.
About this.
Hold on a minute.
You guys are gross.
This is the thing. But we need to talk about it. We need to talk about respect. There's a lot of elements we need to talk about. Yes. And any other grievances we have. But this is the main thing. But first, let me say welcome to episode 85. Let me talk about sleep number for a second. The fall is here, and life is hectic, and kids are out of school, and it's time for you to get back on it at work. Maybe you've been slacking off in the summertime. Most of these people in here have been. So there you go. Need a new bed. Do you guys agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
You've all been slacking off. Everybody agree with that?
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Perfect. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort on each side. Perfect bed for couples. Their newest bed is so smart it actually senses your every move and automatically adjusts so you stay sleeping comfortably throughout the night. There's even an adjustment for snoring. Does your bed do that? It's a question. Does your bed adjust for snoring?
No.
Exactly. My Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night, I don't know. I went to bed so late. I don't remember last night. It's probably up there high, though. Sleep Number beds cost about the same as traditional mattresses and last as twice as long. So 91% of owners recommend it. So there you go. Take up to $600 off plus special financing. The free home delivery ends Monday. You can hear this anytime, though. I would just check it out, sleepnumber.com. There you go. Tell them Bobby Bones sent you. They always like that. They always like it when you go, hey, Bobby Bones sent me. Act like you know me for real, for real. Like, go in the store and be like, no, really, I know him. He told me to come. That really does make a difference, though. Like, sometimes we have to do that in commercials.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes we don't. We will not do it. This is behind the scenes. Like, we're out of the commercial now.
Okay.
There are times where if Amy and I especially, because Lunchbox really doesn't have any power to do that, to reject.
Whatever they tell him to do,
he just does. Yeah.
What do you mean I got power?
I don't have power.
He just doesn't care. He'll just say whatever. You'll do anything for a buck. Admit it.
I like my bucks.
Right.
Yeah, but I only endorse products that I use.
But you don't have that many endorsements.
Exactly. Right. I could use more. Let's be real. I feel like I'm getting a little gypped on that spectrum. I feel like I don't know why I don't get more, because I feel like I'm solid. Like, I'm solid with the products that I use. And
you are, because you do, like, you have a Nissan.
Yeah. And I got an 05 Altima with 193,000 miles on it. Like,
Are you still doing Nissan locally?
Yeah.
Okay.
Newton Nissan. That's what I do. Shout out. Check them out. NewtonNissan.com.
But do you say, and Lunchbox sent you?
Yeah. The point is.
No, I don't say that.
If you hear us on the radio say that, like, we really need you to do that.
Yeah.
Because that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like whenever someone goes to a website and we're like, hey, go to, like, I do.
Enter promo code BONES?
Yes. Like, that actually matters. Because it matters if people actually continue to buy commercials, which means we get to stay on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that really is a trickle-down thing. So when we say that, it does matter. So you do that. Here's the situation at hand.
My parents went away for a week's vacation, and they...
What?
What are you doing?
Bobby goes...
Amy's delirious after the show, and she's going into random raps from the 90s.
No, Bobby said, here's the situation, and then I continued it. My parents went away for a week's vacation.
They don't even know what
that is. Know what you're talking about.
No, I'm trying to think what song that is. Hold on, I've heard...
Like, if you would have said in West Philadelphia, I would have gotten that.
Okay, but you're in the same vein.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. Run DMC?
I don't even know what I'm singing, honestly. I could sing it, though.
Go ahead.
Here's the situation. My parents went away for a week's vacation, and they left the keys to the brand new car, and I thought, should I steal it? Nah. Yeah, forget it. And then I'm going to go into Fresh Prince. Is that the same song?
I believe it's Parents Just Don't Understand.
Oh. Okay, so
from
I'm
DJ
mixing
Jazzy
the two.
DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Oh, that's what it is.
I don't think you're hitting exactly right, but
no, clearly.
My Shazam ear.
Which is pretty on for the most part.
Which can kind of see that stuff. I do think it's Parents Just Don't Understand. Which someone like Morgan number two would know. Parents Just Don't Understand. That was a huge song. We were so young when that came out.
Yeah, I don't even know that.
That was like their big... The big song. And it used to be DJ Jazzy Jeff first and the Fresh Prince second.
That's
like Will
crazy.
Smith was second in that group. He did the rapping, but it was DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. And they wanted both of them to be on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but Jeff didn't want to do it. And so only Will ended up doing it by himself.
Why?
He wanted to be a real artist. He wanted to be an actor.
And now he hates himself.
He showed up and did cameos.
He was always on the show.
I understand that, but he did not make it like Will Smith made it. Like, right now, We still know who Will Smith is.
But no. He never wanted to be an actor.
Yeah, you think everybody wants to make it.
You think everybody
that.
Just wants
yes,
to be rich and famous.
They do. That's why they make music and they try to do these, put these songs out to make money
well,
and to be famous.
They're creative and they have a skill
he
and a
didn't
talent.
He get fired. He chose not to be a part of the show.
Yeah.
And then he could have been a bigger part all the time because he continued to be a side character. He wasn't.
Right. Sort of like Brian Dunkelman. You telling me he doesn't regret it? Like, he wanted
that's
to be.
That's different.
He that, probably
that's different.
Does.
He at least started the show, and then was like, I'm
he
out.
Was a host. He wanted to do that.
Yeah, Jeff was like, I'm out.
I just find it hard Jeff. To believe he didn't want to be a multimillionaire.
What do you mean call him? Jazzy Jeff?
DJ Jazzy Jeff, please.
Yeah, that, they said.
Yeah,
their
that's
awesome.
Yeah, that's good. So, let's get to the situation at hand.
Yeah, please oh, do. What are we talking about?
Is that someone or multiple? I'll let Morgan, number one, our main producer, come to the microphone.
Name him by name.
Because we didn't talk about this on the air because I didn't know where it was going to go. So what's the issue?
We have a farting issue okay. amongst our crew.
Okay. And
that is disgusting.
Again, thanks to Sleep Number for being part of the yes. being a sponsor today. Go ahead.
And we need a rule about it. Eddie and Lunchbox.
Whoa, it's not me.
Go ahead.
Come into the glass room during commercial breaks, and they pass gas, and then they blame it on each other, so you never know which one it really was. But they're both doing it.
Here, okay. Can we go back a little bit in time?
Okay, hold on a minute. Okay. First of all, we have our main studio is connected to the production studio where Ray, Morgan number one, and Mike D work. Now I have their jobs in that glass room, and what puts us in between is there's a glass wall, and I can see in there, but we can't hear each other because obviously that sound will be coming through the microphone of them talking and producing the show. So you guys walk out of the studio during breaks because there's no food in here. I'm assuming you do that because there's no food in here. Is that
yeah.
why?
Yeah.
What? Yes.
Well, do what? Sorry, I just pulled up an email that I need to bring up from 2015.
We're not allowed to eat in here anymore, so we have to go eat in there.
Okay.
And
yes,
so
okay.
that's where we're at during commercials.
So,
and
so you eat and fart in the same place?
No.
Whoa.
You're disgusting. Go ahead, Morgan.
They were farting in the studio before we had the food roll.
Okay, so it's just a fun,
the glass room.
It's just a funny thing to you guys.
There's a chronological order to this.
Like, okay, go ahead. Go back in time.
I found an email from 2015 from Bobby to me and Lunchbox, yeah. and it said, "Stop farting in the studio. Thanks, BB."
So, okay, right to the point.
So we're out. We quit doing
so
it in the studio.
So we do not fart in the studio, period. The rule is the rule. So we go out, and I'm not. I never pass gas in the glass room. It's usually in the hallway. Sometimes
Liar.
It's strong enough to go in the glass room.
And then you walk right in the glass room
That's
and you
right.
bring it with you. That room is tiny and we can't breathe.
Well, you have your candle going, so you should be pretty good. You got one okay. that smells like cinnamon rolls.
Can we just stop
I mean,
with
Eddie,
all the smells?
Bones, this is a medical condition.
No! Yeah.
It is unhealthy
Take
to hold
that medical
it
condition
Yeah,
to
but
bathroom.
You don't have to go into the glass room.
I don't.
Okay.
I'll go in.
I'm going to rule on this.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
I can say that today... Mike D said, "Hey, you should sit in Morgan's chair and fart." He did tell me that.
Mike D.
Oh yeah, you did. Oh, yeah,
Saturday.
You did. I was in there eating a donut.
Did he encourage you to, or did he say?
Oh, he encouraged.
Oh, Mike D doesn't lie. Mike D. What?
Oh, come on.
He doesn't lie.
I did
lie.
Not encourage you to.
Oh,
once,
here we
once
go.
Once you hopped on their chair, I said, "What are you gonna do? Fart in your
See,
chair?"
See, look at that. That's encouraging. He's putting the thought in my mind.
That's not encouraging. That's like, what are you gonna do?
Like, oh man,
how
Mike D, come on
so,
now.
All right, what's the rule?
So that's a thing, really, be honest with me. You
that's
guys walk
awesome.
In, it's a funny thing to between
It's hilarious.
You two.
It is hilarious. Farting is hilarious when you go in, like if you're in the car and you fart and you
no.
lock the windows.
No.
That is so funny. Farting is hilarious.
Do you do that with your wife?
Absolutely.
You fart on her?
Not on her, but I'll fart, like, you know what I mean? Like when we're in the room or in the car and boom, lock the windows. Farting is hilarious, especially when they don't know it's coming. You're just in there talking, and it's a silent one. It's just like
then. Does she fart on you?
Mm-hmm.
No. No.
Does she
no.
fart around you?
No.
Oh,
wait,
she
what? Oh, that's
oh,
not funny
go.
Now.
No, right. it's weird. I'm not gonna say it.
Say what? It.
Say ladies what? Farting is weird. But
why?
I tell like
ladies.
His wife is a lady.
Hey,
not
ladies.
Not women. Not,
not
ladies.
Girls. Ladies.
Like Morgan says, "Oh my gosh, it's so gross." I'm like, "Morgan, you fart too. Just
no,
relax."
No, I thought that ladies didn't.
No, they do it, but I just don't like to think about it and I don't want them doing it on me. But
okay.
it is so funny. Show me you're not laughing.
But it's like, a thing. I'm laughing because you think it's so funny.
I think it's hilarious. We all think it's funny. Ray laughs. It's in his studio. He's okay with it. Mike's okay with it. Morgan's the only one with the problem with it. Ah, 2 out of 3.
And she lights a candle in there.
Okay, so Mike, do you like it when they fart in the studio?
I just don't see how they think it's so funny.
Right.
I agree.
Okay, Eddie, you do it too.
Yes,
like,
I do.
Eddie, you're a father.
Listen, I understand. I understand that.
You don't
that.
Even let your children do that.
No, they do. We all do. And I feel sorry for my wife because we all fart. I mean, we all do. And I'm telling you, when my wife and I dated, when we first started dating, I was in the car with her and my stomach hurt so bad because I was holding it for like 30 minutes. And I went to the back seat. She'll tell you this story. I went to the back seat and started crying because it was like, my stomach hurts so bad. She's like, what's wrong? I have to fart.
And guys, she kept dating you?
I've dealt with this my whole life. So I was like, I have to do it. I'm so sorry. I really think you're great. And I think we're going to be like together for the rest of our life. I rolled the window down and let it go. And she thought it was so funny. And that was the start of me farting around her. Which I mean, do all the time.
He just said he went to the back seat of a car and started crying.
Yes, because my stomach hurts so bad. And I was like, I have to. I'm sorry.
Okay, so if you're going to crawl the back seat, why not just get out of the car?
Yeah.
We were traveling from one city to another.
You couldn't pull stop? Over.
Just to fart?
You just went to the back seat and cried.
I was, because I was like, I can be strong.
Like, you literally cried.
You crawled through to the back seat.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, no, because I said, I don't feel good. And she was like, okay, we'll just, you know, lay down in the back. It's like, okay, I'm going to lay down in the back. I'm
and
like,
you
oh
cried.
My gosh, I got to fart. This isn't like an illness. I have to fart. Like, I'm not sick. Like, I have to fart.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I finally had to tell her. But that's what I'm saying. And I know exactly, I'm going to pinpoint it to the creamer that I use here. At the
Stop. I don't care about that.
His wife did say one time, she told me that he can't go 5 minutes without farting.
Okay, so here's the ruling on this for everyone.
Just understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah, just understand it's a health issue.
It is a health issue.
You can't hold it in because you'll start crying.
Absolutely not. I don't want to be crying here.
Thank you. Yes.
The rule is going to be there are no smells, no farts, no candles until 10:30 a.m.
What?
If you want to...
Candles are amazing. You better let that stay.
One man's farts, another girl's candle.
No.
Candle smells like farts.
Let them fart.
Yes. Thank you, Amy.
No, the judge has ruled.
No, Bobby, you're
there will be no foreign smells until 10:30 a.m. After 10:30, the fart floodgates are open,
Bobby,
and so are the candles.
Can judge, I ask, you have an appeal. Why would you not want there to be
because
candles?
Because I hate that candle smell, too.
Why? Because it smells so good.
No, because I walk through, and I try to eat healthy. I walk through, and I smell a cinnamon bun.
Yeah,
I'm
it
like,
smells like cookies.
I'm going to get a cookie here, cinnamon cookie.
So
and
now
then I want one.
It's selfish.
Yeah.
The candle is making you want to eat?
The judge has ruled... There will be no smells until 10:30 a.m.
Okay. What if it's loud but no smell?
There will be no.
No. That's
pointless. That's pointless. You're just doing that for comedy.
Okay. Everybody gets last 15 seconds to try to change my mind. Lunchbox, go ahead.
Listen, I have to let it out. People laugh. It puts people in a good mood when I fart. My farts are humorous.
Okay, his farts in the heart. All right, Eddie.
Bobby, this is a health condition for me. I will cry every morning. You don't want that from me. It'll be hurting me, I'll have to leave the room a lot.
Got it. Morgan, number one. Now, you're coming from a different side, but I've eliminated all foreign smells, to be fair to everyone.
I will give up my candle.
Oh, my gosh.
So Morgan. They won't fart.
Just till 10:30.
And I want to know what the repercussions are if they do.
Perfect. I love how
the repercussions?
Thinks. Oh, from Mr. Can't Talk a
you're
single
be the
sentence.
Hey, I'm just saying.
This bonehead from Tupelo. Start it over. Okay, here's the rule.
I was just trying to distract you to get you off the farting there.
One, you guys are allowed to fart.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Only past the corner of the turn. If you want to fart, you walk over there by the sports studio, and that's your farting zone.
Okay.
That to the bathroom.
Okay, what about if
you
I
can't
go...
can't drag it.
Okay, can't drag it. That's called crop dusting. What if I go past it towards the door, towards the garage? Like, so I'm in the same hallway, so there's a better chance.
That's fine.
Because it's going to be hard for you to come down the hall and make
fine.
A right. I got a better chance of it going straight down the hallway.
As long as you're to the door of the engineer.
All right.
Or to the door of...
I'm there.
No farting in the glass room.
That's 30 seconds at least.
And
if you're going to rule out dragging, like that's 30 seconds.
Great.
Just chill there.
Great, chill there.
Oh my goodness.
Then you got to stand in your own cloud.
This is...
No farting till 10:30. You can fart in the glass room at 10:30. Hang around.
Oh yeah, I will.
Let the fireworks go.
Let's hold it till 10:30 and
let
it
rip. She can light a candle though too.
That's fine.
I like that candle.
Can you ever have those jelly beans that taste like crap? It's a game.
The trick
ones? Yes, that's a fun game.
And one of them's a fart.
And one of them's like a spoiled egg.
Yeah,
and one's they're awful.
Yeah. I'm going to order those right now.
They're terrible. It's a game.
Yeah.
It's the worst game I've ever heard of. Let me talk about...
Go for it.
Well, I'll let Lunchbox talk about Blue Apron. You want to do Blue Apron?
Oh, I'll talk about Blue Apron. It's easy. You go online and you order exactly what you want. They have 8 different options. You go, you pick out what meals you want for the week and when you want them delivered. So then when you come home from work or running errands, boom, right there on your doorstep is exactly what you ordered and your dinner is set. There's no arguing about, oh, let's make this, let's make that. No, Blue Apron sends it to you with the recipe step by step. You need a quarter cup of cinnamon? There's going to be a quarter cup of cinnamon, so you don't go to the grocery store and waste money buying a gallon of cinnamon when all you need is a quarter cup of cinnamon. It's so easy, and if you're a vegetarian, they have vegetarian options. They got meat, and they got vegetarian. BlueApron.com.
He does. Listen, he's actually good. He didn't have a script. I didn't hand him anything.
Like
you can check out this week's menu and get $30 off your first meal with free shipping. Go to BlueApron.com/BobbyCast. And again, that BobbyCast part's important if you go. BlueApron.com/BobbyCast. You're going to love how good it feels and tastes. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. So there's that. Okay, everybody gets like 60 seconds. If you have a grievance that you'd like to share, you're allowed to share it. Otherwise, we're going to move on and shut her down. What?
What's the penalty?
Oh, that's a good question.
Morgan, relax.
The penalty.
If you light that candle, I'm going to turn you in then.
I'm like mourning the loss of the candle.
And the farts.
No.
Yes. Oh, come on. You don't even get to, you're not even around the
I
farts.
I think if they've, it's a $5 a fart.
$5?
Yeah.
And what?
And it compounds. So,
ooh, good one.
Judge, I'm going to have to, like, you're going to have to be clear on who's doing it, though. You understand the blame game
the
silent ones?
If one of you go in and do it and it's, you can't determine who it is, it's $10 each.
That's so stupid. Lunch.
No,
I'm looking at you right now, lunch. You even think about it.
Where does the money go?
We'll give it to somewhere good.
Gastrology research.
No. But that's it. It's not even it's $5. It's $10 each if you guys do a mystery fart.
No, here's the problem.
Mystery fart. Lunch, don't mess around.
Well, then don't put me in a bad mood. You better be super nice to me or you're going to cost you some money.
He's holding you fart hostage.
Yeah.
He is. That's what he does. You know he's going to pull that trick.
Okay, and that'll be $10 for him. He don't want to pay $10.
No, it's $10 for both.
I know, but both.
This is dumb.
But he won't want to pay $10 either. And if you do it, and it's a mystery fart, I'll do it again, make it 20 each. It'll compound.
You have my word. No mystery farts
guys,
for me.
How long have we been talking about farts?
That's why we didn't put this on the air.
Because it would have been just like this.
And... Yes, and we'd have went 19 minutes. Starts the thing. But we got to it. We finished the problem.
Eddie, really? He can't make you pay $10.
I can.
Uh-oh.
Yes, he can.
Yeah, take it out of our paychecks.
I can.
Yeah.
I got direct deposit now.
No,
that's not
how
it
works.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
You're serious, right?
What is your grievance? File it right now into the court of bones. Go ahead. Who wants to go first? Lunchbox? You have any grievance at all?
Let me think. Go to Amy. She always got grievances.
Oh, does she?
You mean based on what we're talking about right now?
Just anything to do with the show. Like anybody have a little issue with, you'd like to get it out there. Now's the time. I'll take care of it.
Nah, I'll talk to you one-on-one.
No.
Serious grievance?
No.
Oh, okay.
Dang.
I'm just kidding. I don't have anything.
Okay, good. I like that. All right, Lunchbox, I'm coming over to you now.
Well,
ooh. Oh.
I don't really have a grievance, man.
Okay, I love it. Everybody's happy?
I'm just in a
great mood. Do we feel like the room's pretty happy?
Yes.
Like
so happy together.
Yeah, we're always happy.
Nah, that's not true.
That's not true, but do we feel like generally the room is happy?
Yes.
Yeah, it feels warm. Not physically warm. It's cold in here, but
there's a grievance. That's a grievance. Go ahead. Speak it out. Let me.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Bobby for sure keeps the room temperature like the North Pole. It's freezing cold.
I have ruled. That's a terrible grievance, and we are moving on. But thank you for sharing
it.
You're welcome.
Yes.
And I'd like to grieve a little bit.
Go ahead.
I'd like to have a little grievance. You say there's no food allowed in here. Mm-hmm. Like, and you're not allowed to bring anything. You know, if people can drink coffee in here, why can't I bring food in here?
Because you're the one that made the food go away from smashing nuts and stuff all over the carpet.
No, that wasn't nuts. That was like oil. I don't know what
and
that
nuts.
Was.
Oil and nuts. Whatever
and
little
your
combo.
You could put coffee in that little thermos.
No, I don't drink coffee.
It was farts and nuts.
For
the oil,
sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Because we can't. We can't.
And
so we can have coffee and green smoothies and stuff
no,
in here?
No, I drank in the hall.
Are you just being random?
Well,
I'm just saying.
I drank this in the hall, BTW.
Yeah, but if it's in here, it could fall and spill on that new
it's
carpet.
Sealed.
It's glass.
Sealed. And it's
glass
empty.
Breaks.
It's
mine
sealed.
Is steel. Oh, steel don't break.
Okay, well, I can shut that down, too.
No, it's water.
Okay, but I can shut it all down.
Shut her down.
There's been no issue with drinks.
Yeah, thank you.
Don't spill it. The only thing Amy did is spill it in her old computer.
Yeah.
And that's not your problem.
And that's not the studio problem.
That was a horrible day.
Eddie, any grievance?
Yeah, I have one. That's Lunchbox.
Okay, of course.
Go ahead. When we went to Wichita, he went on his little shopping spree because the airline was going to pay for his wardrobe. And I asked
they lost his bag.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, since we lost your bag, Lunchbox told me he had a huge business meeting.
He told me he had a really important business meeting, so they said, buy whatever you need.
How much you spend, by the way?
I spent $400.
Oh, my goodness
and
gracious.
How much do you think that you really needed to match what you really needed? Like, really?
No, really, I probably needed $400. I had to buy shoes.
No. Be for real.
Like, no, for real. All right, probably $350.
He's not being for real.
No, I bought jeans. I bought a shirt. I had to buy underwear. Like, but I had to buy socks.
You could have gone to Target or Walmart and gotten everything you needed for under $100.
And he bought a coat that he didn't even wear.
That's my point.
Or $50.
Yeah. Did I buy a coat that I didn't wear?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So let's call people out then. You ready? Oh, this guy to
my
left.
That's my grievance.
No. This Mr. Eddie guy.
He hasn't finished his grievance yet.
He sold me out about buying a coat that I wasn't supposed to buy because I didn't wear it, but I'll wear it later and it's a nice coat.
Hold on a minute. Eddie, I'd like for you to finish your grievance.
Lunchbox, that's my grievance. That's my grievance.
So
he was shopping. I said, dude, this is a nice t-shirt. You probably need an undershirt. Wink, wink.
Eddie.
So I said, well, you get this for me. I still haven't seen the shirt. He's kept it.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be able to get a shirt.
Eddie sold him out, and Eddie's a thief, too.
Yeah, Eddie's a thief. Eddie stuck it in my pile, didn't tell me.
He didn't even tell you?
He didn't tell me. I looked in the bag. I got home. I'm like, what is this shirt? And then Eddie texted me, hey, where's my shirt that I got from the airline? I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah, I put one in there. He goes, and his quote was,
oh, you guys are pieces of crap, man.
He said, I feel like it was an inconvenience for me to have to go to the mall with you, so I felt like I deserved a shirt too.
But that's Lunchbox, you had to pay for that.
Yeah, no, the airline will pay for it.
So I guess that adds into my money that I spent, so knock off however much his shirt was.
It could be considered an undershirt. Wow. Is my point.
No, it can be considered whatever you want.
Yeah. So, but I still haven't seen the shirt. So Lunchbox has kept it officially, and that's my
grievance. It's yours, dude.
I mean, I know.
It's yours.
I got to try it on, see what if it looks like. See if it fits, if it looks good on me. Yeah, that's what I meant.
I was super bummed that we didn't get to go to your Bluebird thing.
You had a dinner.
That's a good grievance.
But I would have let you come. And I told you that.
Oh.
But it's okay. Yeah. I know I had plans, but it's like, you can't post stuff like that on Instagram and make us all.
These Bobby and Amy conversations too, grievance. Like, I invited you. You invited me. Me and Lunchbox are always over here like, hello.
What?
That's because you
y'all
two
can go.
I know. It's because you
But like, even like Gator, which is fine. Yeah. But like, there's other people.
They bought tickets.
How do you buy tickets? You said you couldn't buy tickets.
No, you couldn't. They literally got online. Well, they bought the reservations.
Oh.
They got online right when it was going on and literally bought the reservation because we told everybody, there are no free tickets. This is a charity thing. There are only 90 seats in there. It was like $58 a ticket. None to give away. We gave none to media.
I guess I didn't know that when they went on sale because I would buy a ticket.
But you were going to let Amy in.
At the last minute, two people didn't.
Once he found out I had plans, he was
it started the joke like that. And then I ended up in the afternoon, was like, there are two that were open, and then they weren't open anymore because we had national people in.
Oh, yeah. It's good because I had the USA soccer game to watch. I couldn't have made it. If you would have texted me, I'd have been like,
you don't even like stuff.
No, I do like stuff. See, that's the difference. I love stuff. I love stuff.
I've never been to the Bluebird.
I do a lot of stuff. No, I've been to the Bluebird. That's where Danica Patrick hit on me. But
never been.
She did. She touched my arm.
And you know how much I love Heartache on the Dance Floor.
Well, I put it on Instagram for you to see.
Well, hey, you know, you say we can't post stuff on Instagram or anything. I mean, I don't ever hear you guys talking about, oh, I wish you had invited me to your soccer game. I mean,
excuse me?
We should all go to one of Lunchbox's games.
I've played with them.
And make poster signs.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
I played goalie for him a couple times.
Yeah, back in the day, he played in our indoor team. He was our goalie.
I sucked.
Man, really? He could not kick the ball.
Oh, I could. No, I sucked as a goalie. I was worse as a guy trying to. I never tried to kick a soccer, a moving round ball running.
Yeah. No, that's soccer. Yeah, it's crazy. round ball.
I've never played soccer in my life. And the first time I ever played was when I played with this team. And I just put on gloves to play goalie.
I did great. And goalie is fine. It was sort of like his baseball out there. He was like like a cat-like reflexes, but...
I think I missed the ball, my leg.
Times,
I think I literally missed it.
Yeah, kicking it was a little different story.
I just have never done... I've never made those muscles work together.
Yeah.
And I'm not a natural athlete where it just things come easy.
You know what we should do someday? Go play bingo.
No, no more bingo.
Why? Yes, no, those were such fun days. We'd all go play bingo.
Oh, we can go right up to Kentucky Downs. Remember that time? Remember that time? Border. It's only a 30-minute drive from downtown Nashville. It's the premier gaming experience.
Oh, my God.
Do you endorse for them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Wow. I was like, dang, this dude's nailing it.
Okay, I was like, all right.
You remember that time we all won except Lunchbox?
Everybody won. I won like $800. Eddie won twice.
No, here's Eddie. No, Eddie won three times, and he told the stupid people sitting next to us, he goes, if I win again, I'll split it with you. And he won again, and he gave these random people money.
Yeah.
I never in my life have got to yell, bingo! Ugh.
I see that, but I raise you one. I missed my number and lost.
Oh, I remember this.
And I missed it, and they move on to the next number. It's like, oh my, bingo. And they're like, no, I'm sorry, you're on the next number. Then my next number hit. And I was like, bingo! And it hit again right after that.
Dang.
And Lunchbox watched it all.
Yeah.
He's never won.
He's 0 for like 500.
Over like 10 years.
Yeah, he used to go with his family like all the time.
All the time. Once a week, I'd go to bingo. Never mm-hmm. won.
How do you never win?
All your numbers don't line up whenever it's time. Like, that's yeah. just how so it happens.
Even I've
yeah.
won.
Yeah. yeah.
I don't win.
I've even won like the horse races game on the cards.
Oh, those are so fun.
Oh, those horse races.
I've hit that Betty Boop.
For like $400. Yeah,
yeah, those are good.
I
times.
Love some bingo.
Grievances. Morgan, number one, do you have anything you'd like to grieve?
Of course.
I do.
Go ahead.
Oh, it can't boy. Be farting again.
I don't think we ever really fixed this Morgan and Morgan situation.
We
and
haven't.
I don't like being Morgan one and
so,
Morgan two.
Here's the thing. We have kind of fixed it. So Morgan's name is Morgan Massengill, and Massengill was known as a feminine hygiene project. It still may be Massengill.
Yes.
So we would call her Douche and Morgan number two Deuce. So it was Douche and Deuce.
Yeah, but we don't like that.
But that was told we can't.
Who's
still
we?
Still a grievance.
Me and the girls.
I still don't like that.
Me, Morgan, and Morgan.
And I don't.
We sound like a law firm. Morgan and Morgan and Morgan.
That's not what
LLC.
We that settled on.
Yeah.
We thought it was funny.
I like it.
But it is what it is until it's not.
Well, people aren't going to. Morgan. Two, Morgan H. needs her own identity.
We need to hire someone else named Morgan. Our next job, please. That's what we need, more Morgans. There's not an answer to that yet. We can't just assign someone a name.
How are we hiring the phone screener? Are we all like, put names in a hat?
No, they're going to do interviews. Voting? That's usually how it works, and we don't
There's
get
no,
any
It's not
say.
Survivor. This is not the Electoral
can't
College.
Can't make a game show out of this?
Oh, obstacle course.
Like, literally, a bunch of... applications, we cut it down to a few that Morgan number one does, and then I interview the few of them, and then
so are we thinking male, female, or that's
I don't, that is
it
not
doesn't matter.
That's
an HR that's wow HR.
No you it doesn't matter to me because I've had them both I've had,
I know I know but I didn't know
can
we,
I ask a
I
question
I didn't know how many applicants there were maybe
what,
no
what do you think the ratio
applied.
Is
I feel like it was 98% women applied. Okay. I had literally Starbucks Steven and three other dudes apply out of 100 maybe.
I got an idea.
Yeah.
We should not start the farting rule until after the phone screener's been here a couple of days to break them wind. Like, give them some wind.
Break them
I mean?
Wind?
Break them
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
You mean break them in?
I did that?
No, you didn't do
no,
that.
No, I did.
Okay.
Break them in.
No, that's not a thing.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I literally have talked to zero people about it.
Yeah.
Morgan's been going through applications, but I've talked to zero people.
Yeah, I haven't talked to anybody either.
Which Morgan?
Morgan one. Morgan number two.
No.
Deuce.
No.
By the way, they came up with that. I just thought it was funny. I think yeah. Eddie came up with the douche and the douche.
I think it's the genius.
But we can't say
smart.
That. But even those two sound alike. The yeah. douche and the deuce. Deuce.
Well, okay.
But then
wrapped
deuce,
up like a douche.
But deuce sounds like
it.
Deuce sounds like going to the bathroom, though. So even she doesn't like that.
Or you can chunk the deuce.
Yeah, I don't
Call her
like
chunk?
That.
Okay, Morgan, number two, do you have any grievances? You're the newest person here. You've been sitting in here for a few months now.
I do.
Go ahead.
Oh,
wow.
Great.
Oh, my goodness.
It's wow. going to be about Eddie and myself. I know. She looked right at us.
Go ahead.
Great.
So I have a really bad, like, chronic cough that I've had my entire
it's
life.
It's disgusting.
I mean, it
so
sounds
gross.
Like there's,
I mean, there's an animal in there for sure.
Chest.
But you've had it your entire life?
Yes.
It's the croup, as my grandma would call it.
Yeah.
Like, she has the croup, and she needs some Robitussin extra duty. And
okay,
it makes me flinch. It's such a deep cough. I don't like coughers. Now, I am a cougher myself, but I try to get away from people. So she coughs, and it's like, ugh, it's the whoop. She has the whooping cough.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go on about your whoop.
So, like, I can't do anything about it. I've gone to doctors. I've done basically everything I can do to try and fix it. It won't go away. But every single day when I come in here, I cough, and they make fun of me every single time.
No, we did not make fun of you. We ask you, are you okay?
Yeah.
we want to make sure you're okay. And I'm going to tell you something. I used to have it, too. And I finally went to
tuberculosis.
It was tuberculosis. And I said, have you ever been tested for that? And she said, no. And I said, you might want to. Do you ever sweat at night when you sleep?
No, I don't sweat.
Oh, you're lying.
You think she's lying?
I think she's lying.
She has TB.
That cough? You guys
Amy
used to
knows
play
the lingo because Amy had it too.
Yes.
Oh. Well, I may be tested positive on one of those skin tests, yeah, but it was inconclusive.
Amy had tuberculosis.
Oh, my goodness. You played Let Me Clear My Throat because I had the same thing. And I was like, why is that?
I like that song.
Why is that?
All the time.
And I finally was at the doctor getting my toe looked at. And I mentioned gout. It.
Because everything is broken on him.
Yeah, I had a broken toe. And I was like, oh, by the way, do you know why I sweat at night? And it was tuberculosis. And ever since I took the medicine for 9 months, I don't have the cough anymore.
Yeah.
So, deuce.
Keep making noise.
Who sings it?
DJ Cool.
Oh, he's cool.
Here we go. Here we go.
Cool Hurt.
Huh?
Cool Hurt?
Like Cool with a K?
DJ Cool, yeah, with a K. Would you say Cool Hurt?
Yeah, and then him? DJ Cool
Here
Hurt?
No, DJ Cool.
Here we
cool.
go now. Here we go.
Just DJ Cool.
Yeah.
Well, now y'all might know this, and some of y'all won't. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some of y'all might get with this, but some of y'all don't. But listen, let me clear my throat.
Oh!
Have mercy, babe. I hope you don't mind. All right, thank you.
Who sings, if you don't know, now you know?
That's Biggie.
No. It is?
That's that. Yeah, and if you don't know.
No,
yeah.
Now you know.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's Biggie.
That's Biggie, man.
Biggie,
East Coast.
And if you don't know, now you know.
Okay.
Other word.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool Hurt?
No. Yeah, DJ Cool Herc.
Okay.
Cute.
That's not the same guy.
No, you said Hurt.
My bad.
DJ Cool different. Mike D, last grievance. Do you have anything?
I'm good.
He's always good. Like he says, Mike D's always good.
He's good.
All right, well, that'll do
it. Do you have a grievance?
Yeah, what do you
have? Bobby, come on. Let's grieve.
I usually take mine up with people.
Oh.
Yeah, like you don't waste any time.
It's a real one. It's like I send an email, I go, stop farting.
From 2015, I pull that up.
Like I
how do you still have that saved?
I just find a funny off-air one. I got to ask you off-air.
Okay, cool.
Wait,
so
off-air?
This isn't off, this is off-air.
Lunchbox wants this iHeartRadio award
yes.
to take home to brag about. I kind of like it sitting here.
Does it have your name on it?
It says Bobby Bones Show.
It's a show, but it's cool for pictures and stuff.
It looks cool.
It's kind of the cool thing back there. So no.
Good answer.
Daddy says no.
Why?
Daddy
says no. Like, it just sits there and collects dust, and no one...
It's not sexual. It's like...
And don't ever say daddy to me.
Yeah.
Don't. Like, that's not... I'm not your...
Daddy say no.
Don't say daddy to any of us, probably.
Yeah. Daddy spoken. Okay?
Do you really feel like you're our daddy?
No. Sometimes I feel like I'm your freaking babysitter.
Yeah. Okay. Our dad. Do you feel like you're our caretaker?
No, more like your brother, like my dog.
Big brother? Or a little.
Like, do you think he's our really boring drother, like, Amy, follows all the rules?
No,
Amy's drunk.
I am.
It's time for Amy to go home.
Amy's had too much kombucha.
The deuce is coughing over here. Oh, she's about to die.
Amy's had too much kombucha. The deuce is choking over there. I wish you would cough on that.
Do it. She probably can cough on command.
You can do it. Just take here. Come over.
She just did it.
Come here.
The microphone.
Take a deep breath.
Listen how dirty this cough is. Go ahead, deuce.
I don't want to.
Just take a deep breath.
Those
are two great things.
Go ahead.
Just take a deep breath.
Here we go. Oh! She just laughed and it popped out.
It's chronic.
Like there's something.
Okay? Makes me want to clear my throat.
I'm not okay.
Hey, where's the music at, Mike D?
What kind of music?
Plus, how does someone say, like, I've gone to every doctor and they can't figure out what it is?
She's been to every doctor.
It's hard to believe.
She's been to every doctor, man. She's been to every doctor. She's been to Dr. Wilson, Dr. Jones, Dr. Man.
Dr. Samadrala.
Dr. Samadrala.
Dr. Steve Samadrala.
Yep, but he's at iDilemma, so that's not the place to go for that.
He's a medical director.
All right, there's that.
Is this like the award show music when it starts playing? Yes. Everyone needs to stop talking.
No, we end it. But I just want to say, what are we going to title this? The Great Fart Mystery?
The Great Debate.
The In-Studio Fart Mystery. The In-Studio Farting Mystery.
Or do you smell that?
No, the first name is good.
Just title it, Do You Smell That?
It's pretty good.
All right.
Man, I'm ready to fart.
No.
He never knows when to stop.
He doesn't.
Like, he knows how to be funny for a bit, but he never knows when to stop.
Do you realize how many times you cut him off during the show? Like, you just
I don't anymore. It's muscle memory. Goodness. It's like, I know he's just going to keep going if I don't stop him, so I just keep...
I stopped a long time ago. You're the one who kept talking. You turned the music down, so I thought we were back.
Back? Did we go away?
Well, I thought we were going away because the music came up, and then you turned it down. So
all right, I'm done. All right, thank you. We'll see you next time. What episode is this? 85. 85. 85. We'll, 85. Bye, everybody.